From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. A winter front has descended on southern Utah. KUER's David Fox has more from our Southwest News Bureau.
When rain fell on St. George last night, it was the first time in 155 days that the city had gotten 1/100th of an inch of rain. The storm marks the end of the longest period the city has ever gone without precipitation, breaking the previous record of 121 days, which was set in 1929. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for much of southern Utah, including St. George, Beaver, Cedar City, Kanab, Escalante, and Zion National Park. The warning lasts until 10 o'clock tonight. A winter storm warning is in effect for the region's higher elevation areas until 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. David Fox, KUER News.
Experts in the Salt Lake City National Weather Service office say those heavy rains came down across southwest Utah overnight into the morning. Many waterways in Washington County are rising quickly as a result. The agency says flows along the Virgin and Santa Clara rivers are surging. And as runoff moves into lower elevations, many washes in the St. George area are inundated. Before dawn this morning, Cedar City Municipal Airport had received 9/10 of an inch of precipitation. Jensen Spring got just under 3/4 of an inch, and 1/2 inch came down at the airport in Milford. Law enforcement agencies in Utah are calling for the public's help in fighting sexual predators who target children online. The message came at a press conference held by federal, state, and local officials. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says kids have become targets because of how widespread social media is. Last month alone, he says the agencies found and arrested 30 predators in Utah.
One of the reasons we wanted to highlight it in the way that we did by gathering the data was not to just come out here and be alarmist about it, but it was to really share with the community that this is a genuine concern.
Gill says parents can help prevent attacks by talking with their kids about the risks and knowing which apps they're using. As wildfire season across the West becomes more severe, senators from Colorado and Nevada are sponsoring a bill aimed at reducing firefighters' exposure to harmful chemicals. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichel has more.
This month, a Senate committee unanimously approved the bipartisan legislation. The bill aims to protect firefighters from being exposed to a group of chemicals known as PFAS that are found in firefighting foams and gear. Gary Ludwig is president of the International Association of Fire Chiefs, which supports the bill. He points to a national study that found firefighters have higher rates of some cancers compared to the rest of the population.
They have actually been exposed to products that have led to their deaths. So we're really conscious about the issue of cancer, and so this is just another segment or another component of trying to prevent cancer in firefighters.
PFAS are usually considered an issue for urban firefighters, but Ludwig says wildland firefighters also likely use gear that contain the chemicals. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichel.
The taxpayer cost of mayoral portraits has risen significantly over the last two decades. For example, that of outgoing Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski is expected to cost about $35,000. That's $5,000 more than her predecessors, Ralph Becker, and more than double the $15,000 it cost for the portrait of Dee Dee Corradini, mayor from 1992 to the year 2000. The city's chief financial officer points to inflation, the cost of materials, and artist fees for the hand-painted portraits, which date back to the mid-1800s. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.